The map is not the territory. This is D.A. Williams from Full Circle Media Group, and I want you to think about that statement. The map is not the territory. You know, most of the knowledge that we receive from parents and friends and schools and newspapers, etc., all of these things come to us through words. And most of the knowledge of history, for example, it comes to us in words. Now, the only proof that we have that, say, the Battle of Waterloo ever took place is that we have had reports to that effect. So we don't really know that they happened because we haven't experienced that battle. But you know, now let's call the world that comes to us through words our verbal world, as opposed to the world that we know or that we're capable of knowing through our own experiences. We'll call that the extensional world. So we all in reality live within two different worlds. Now, let's consider for a moment that a child grows to adulthood with a verbal world in his head that corresponds, well, pretty close to the extensional world that he finds himself living in. Now, he's in relatively small danger of being shocked or hurt by whatever he finds because his verbal world has told him what more or less to expect. So he is prepared for life. If, however, he grows up with a false map in his head, that is, with a head crammed with, say, error and superstition, they will constantly be running into trouble, wasting his efforts. He will not be adjusted to the world as it is. So this lack of adjustment may have all manner of serious consequences. Now, if you take that into consideration, what kind of map have you built within your head? Remember, the map is not the territory. The map that you have, that is your perception of the world, may not properly represent the world in which you live in. And so oftentimes, to adjust the experience that you have in the world, it's not the external world or the extensional world that needs to change. No, it's the map that you hold in your head. The map is not the territory. Adjust the map and you'll find your journey to be so much more joyful. This is D.A. Williams for Full Circle Media Group. Enjoy your day.